The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says that the U.S. is always against the sovereignty of Muslim nations and therefore must not be trusted. Ayatollah Khamenei said the U.S. is not seeking to uproot Takfiri terrorists at all, despite claiming otherwise. The leader noted that Washington is trying to save some of these terrorists for its future goals. The leader added that the U.S. is not interested in complete defeat of Takfiri terrorists in Syria and the Iraqi city of Mosul. Ayatollah Khamenei was speaking with the head of the Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq, Amr al-Hakim, and other members of the council in Tehran. The leader noted that Iraq will have a bright future, adding the progress of the Arab state will also benefit Iran. And for more insight, we're now joined by Director of Shafaqna Institute for Middle Eastern Studies, Ms. Catherine Shachtum, who's joining us from the British capital, London. Ms. Shachtum, welcome to the program. Based on the comments made by Ayatollah Khamenei, the U.S.'s fight against the Takfiri terrorists is nothing but a farce.
Absolutely. I don't think that anyone would disagree. Even in Western capitals, people are slowly waking up and realizing that, in fact, you know, everything that Western capitals and Western powers have done so far in Syria and Iraq and other places in the world has been to the benefits of, you know, Takfirism, Wahhabism, whatever it is that you want to call them. But, you know, in essence, terror. This is what is happening today. You know, in Syria, only just recently, Washington announced that it's sending more troops to support not the rebels, as they call them, but, you know, Takfiri radicals. This is what is happening. In Iraq, again, because the Iraqi army is advancing against Daesh militants, then, you know, Western capitals are trying to find a way to kind of weave a new narrative and try to paint their positions and their actions on the ground as something which is, you know, needed and welcomed and will help to free Iraq and Syria and the rest of, you know, those countries, you know, living today under the blade of Wahhabism. We know this to be a lie. I think it's the greatest deception of all, which I found very sad, is the fact that still people live and believe the lies which are being weaved by the government. You know, when it comes to the Middle East, I very much doubt that anyone is under any assumption as to who Western powers are, in fact, in league with. You know, terrorism is coming from Saudi Arabia. Everything which Saudi Arabia stands for, speak, and actually teaches is about terror. It's about exclusion. It's about, you know, outlawing and branding, you know, those infamous others that they can't stand because they, in fact, speak a truth they can't stomach. Because should people actually really learn about Islam, they would discover that everything that the Saudi have stood for so far has been a lie and has been actually a negation of Islam. But of course, you know, there is something quite, you know, ironic in the fact that the more the Saudi are actually pushing against those they call infidels, you know, the more Islam is actually waking up and rising up. And I think that today they are facing, it's not just a resistance movement, it goes beyond that now. It's an awakening. People are reclaiming their heritage. And when I talk about heritage, I'm not just talking about Islam, I'm talking about those, you know, those cities and the monuments and the holy grounds that the Saudi have denied, you know, access to the people. I'm talking about those churches and mosques and temples that they have destroyed over the centuries, you know, that people are slowly reclaiming, are slowly learning about and learning to reconnect with that history. So, you know, like Ayatollah Khamenei has said, and he said it very well, much better than me, you know, we need to wake up. People need to realize that, you know, we have been lied to and it's time to speak the truth again.
Thank you very much, Ms. Shachtum, Director of Shafaqna Institute for Middle Eastern Studies, Ms. Catherine Shachtum, joining us from the British capital, London.